I don't know how many of you are reading through the Bible in a year with us, but yesterday I was reading the Psalm, and man, I thought, whoa, that sounds like, you know, right off the press, like it's off Fox News or CNN or something. It was speaking, and I put on the side of my Bible, October 2012, Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, it was just like he was saying it. It was just incredible. Well, it's very interesting because we're reading that through the Bible in a year that puts the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalm, and the Proverb all together, so you don't flip back and forth. So I didn't even realize what Psalm I was reading because I didn't have to look it up. I just followed the, you know, just followed what it said in the book. And I didn't even look, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's Psalm 83. No wonder. No wonder Psalm 83 is the psalm that's being talked about in the prophetic realm right now, because it is speaking of right now and what's happening and what's going on in the world. Which brings me to a praise report and a request. The man that wrote The Harbinger that talks about these wars, we get to see him, not next weekend, but the following weekend. We're going to conference, and we get to be in a meeting where he's speaking, and that's really exciting to me. But the request is that Joseph would like to read The Harbinger, and because we, several of us have read it and talked about it, and it's on my iPad, so I can't give him a book. Does anybody have a hard Harriet? Would you mind sharing it with Joseph? Great. Okay. So, that brings me to the psalm for today. Really, this does all tie together. Just hearing how the body, how you're blessing one another in simple ways. Washing machines, flowers, giving a ride, whatever it is. We're a family. We're a community together. And the psalm for today, Psalm 84, the end of the psalm, verse 10, says, "For a day in the courts, in thy courts, is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." And the New Living says, "A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what a joy for those who trust in you." And the Message says it this way: "A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory, and he will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. The Lord of heaven's armies, what a joy for those that trust in you." We are a people that trust in him, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be part of the family of God. The verses that we're going to just read together before we go into worship are verses 1 and 2. And the yellow means that it's King James. The turquoise means that it's the New Living. And the pink is the Message. So let's stand and say these verses together. They will take us right into worship. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. What a beautiful home, God of the angels' armies. And now to verse 2. My soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. From New Living. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Always dreamed of a room in your house where I could sing for joy to God alive. This is a room in his house,
That's
and
right.
We get to sing with joy.